Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 30 through 32. Therefore, O house of Israel, I will judge you, each one according to his ways, declares the Sovereign Lord. Repent, turn away from all your offenses, then sin will not be your downfall. Rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed, and get a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, people of Israel? For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Sovereign Lord. Repent and live. When my children were little, one of the rules was, do not play in the street. This rule restricted their freedom and limited their place to play. But this rule also protected them. Playing in the street could result in their injury or even death. Whenever I saw one of my children wander into the street, I would call him back. I called him back because I loved him. Our Heavenly Father also gives us rules for our lives. Do not lie, do not hate, do not steal, do not commit adultery, and many more. These rules restrict our freedom, but He gives us these rules to protect us. He knows what is best for us, and He knows that when we go against His rules, we are in danger of being injured, physically or spiritually. He knows that when we go against His rules, we ruin our relationship with Him. Going against God's rules leads to eternal separation from Him, to eternal death. This is why when we go against God's rules, He calls us back. He calls us back because He loves us. Repent and live, says the Lord. And when we do, when we turn away from our sin and turn to our Father for forgiveness, we can be sure we have it. After all, He was willing to give up His own Son to pay the price for our sins. He is always willing and eager to assure us that we are forgiven when we turn from our sin and turn to Him for forgiveness. Whatever sin is putting you in danger this day, turn from it. Repent and live. Heavenly Father, thank you for warning me about the things that endanger my life and my soul. Thank you for calling me to repentance, and thank you for assuring me of your forgiveness when I do repent. Please provide the strength I need to repent and live. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.